Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller. Today I'd like to talk to you about some ads in the 1911 paper, beginning with this one. Wanted, a girl over 14 to work for board and to go to school. Must be good with children and must expect to stay home evenings. Apply to Mrs. R.H. Lord or phone Maine 153. And then there's this one. Public sale. I will sell at my place in Chelan Saturday the Chelan Falls Hotel furniture, 2 mule colts, 1 and 2 years old, and other articles too numerous to mention. The usual terms. J.D. Bearer. And now, off honeymoon resort, Chelan, Washington, September 11, 1911. Editor leader, I don't think it is generally known that my place has become a kind of honeymoon resort for Seattle people. It has. 1 week ago, last Thursday, I met Mr. Frank Reeves and Miss Bessie Wills, who had been married on the eve of August 30th. The lady is a distant relative of mine, her grandmother having been my first wife's sister. They remained with me 6 days. I furnished them a room on the first floor, 12 by 16, and all the modern fixtures for such occasions, with plenty of water, potatoes, and salt and pepper. The bride did the cooking. She is a good one. The groom got the wood and shot crows and woodpeckers. I gave them lessons on contentment and economy, told them how to scatter sunshine and brush the clouds away, warned them to guard against harsh words and for only one of them to get hot under the collar at a time, advised him to manage to be away from home on wash days as much as possible, to pay cash when convenient for any little necessaries they might need about the home, and to let Mr. Roosevelt manage his own affairs, and told them a lot of other things that may be of use to them as they grow old. I tell you, a fellow can learn a lot of things in 83 years, and then we all have to admit that there is more to learn. My terms for wedding parties, until my wife gets home, will not be changed. Everything as free as the water that runs. And now I think I will go to work. As ever, H.B. Miller. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.